In fact, the morrow has arrived. Good evening and welcome. And our projected arrival time is here and now. You see, the Julie is quite correct in that the shift has occurred and transmissions of the higher echelon, the higher energies, are here and they are grooming you for communication with the higher realms. Now, we ask you to be in charge, in full charge of your consciousness, your thought patterns, your emotions, because as you do, you will secure your step, you will secure safe passage to your next step. Now, what is occurring, what is coming up for many of you as you remember that this is your dream world, is you are dreaming in patterns that are alerting you to the need for change, yes? In other words, each of you are being programmed for change in a huge way, in a powerful way, in an uplifting way, and you are reviewing. You are reviewing where you personally have been out of balance. So we ask you to consider that which you find disturbing, that which you find challenging, that which you find lacking in others. Now, we don't say this from a judgmental perspective. In other words, there is some work to be done. I'm finding myself in judgment, or perhaps I am placing judgment external to myself. You see, I don't like perhaps the way she is handling things, the way the administration is handling things, and so on and so forth. Yes? The channeler, in fact, was processing some food for thought, grist for the mill, if you will, with a gentleman prior to the session. This is the reason why she needed to readjust, in other words, to lighten up, as she was helping another guide through the same process. Now, we bring this holy attention to you because, in fact, the dream world is continuing. You see, she was addressing this with a client prior to attending this function, and as she arrives, it continues to be brought up. How are you noticing? In other words, when you bring the awareness that there are those that are not attending to the highest good or vibration of all concern, in other words, there are still behaviors that need adjusting, behaviors that can be brought up in consciousness, shall we say. Yes, this is the holy point. In other words, each of you, because you have traveled to a higher vibration, are you noticing? The shift has occurred and you should be feeling lighter. In other words, the challenges may still be afoot. You may still be working through the karmic issues or ego realities, temporary realities, of course. But in due time, these will be transmuted. These will be a thing of the past, because you are traveling in the higher frequencies. Now, this is the platform that is here to stay, and we congratulate each of you for the arrival. What you are now doing is learning where you still have the opportunity to one moment, please. You are still seeing where you have the opportunity to make fine adjustments. In other words, as you continue to look at others that are carrying out certain behaviors, now let us describe. As you notice the world consciousness working from the behavior of fear, and from the place of fear, all types of patterns are derived. Now, you may focus on the external, and this is primarily how you function, because of course, you have learned to pay attention, eyes on the teacher, and you believe quite frankly in this external reality. As you become the attuned masters, which you are being groomed for, quite frankly, you will have the wisdom. In other words, you will first look without, and then you will seek within. Now, when you seek within, you will have the guidance that primarily what you are doing is looking at an old archaic pattern of your own. You understand? In other words, if you deem there are others that are lacking in communication skills, and that appears to be the problem, then you can be alerted to the fact that Holy Spirit, your higher self, your divine spiritual committee is reminding you of the need to communicate fully, communicate extensively, share what comes from your heart and don't hold back. You see, Because when you are sharing from your heart, what you are doing is you're releasing intelligence, the emotional highest intelligence possible. You are releasing your soul and sharing it with the commonwealth, the common folk, the people of your time. Now, this is quite important, and this is why you have arrived. You are here primarily to share yourselves. Do you see? Now, what has been promoted is to follow along. You understand the sheep-like mentality. Do as I say, not as you think. That is all changing, and you must understand this. You are the renegades. You are the ones that are going to be stepping up. You are the ones that are going to be searching for new kingdoms, new opportunities for conscious change. You are all changers, are you not? And what you are finding is you are going to be finding your voice. You are going to be finding where you can speak your truth, where you can shine, where you can share your soul matter with another. Because of course, this is the challenge and opportunity of this lifetime. This lifetime of bringing completion and resurrection of your true nature, of your soul worth, of your value. And that is what is needed, because each of you are of great value. Each of you have the Christ consciousness, let us say. Let us call it that for the moment, but the names are inconsequential. What is important is that you start identifying with your true voice, your true nature. So when you are finding others to be lacking in sensitivity to the needs of nature, to be lacking in sensitivity to the needs of communicating policies, or what have you, the list goes on, does it not? When you find things that need to have a higher tone, a higher vibration, a higher placement of truth, you can be assured that there is no accident that you have found your eyes on the Facebook page, that you are noticing the problems in your history. Because in truth, you are here to shake things up, to bring a higher tonality, a higher vibration and resonance to the matter. Now, there may be times when you are going to be led. You are going to be led for the email communication. There are times that you will be led to do the prayer work. There are times that you will simply gaze upon the masses, gaze upon the homeless one looking for small change at the river or bridge, and you will bring the awareness. You will be a bit like the Merlin, and you will have the fine awareness that you are looking at divinity itself. In other words, the seeker of golden coins is having a little playtime with himself. In other words, he is playing that he is without, he is lacking, you see? So when you have the opportunity to notice the one seeking out the golden coins, having the experience of lack, you have the fine opportunity to remind him and your holy self that there is no lack, there can be no lack, because you are divinity itself. Do you see? Do you understand? Do you get the point? Now, you can apply some very practical matters. You can reach into your back pocket and pull out a dollar bill if you feel so desired and led. But most importantly, in addition to passing on the small change, the dollars or what have you, we ask you as a group to begin to remember who you are. In other words, you are in truth the master. You are divinity. You are Christ consciousness. And as you go about your business, it is quite important that you begin to resonate, to vibrate from this holy pattern, and that you serve yourselves quite mightily by reminding the passerbys. So as you pass on the abundance, we ask you to claim for the one that you are sharing your abundance with, that in fact, he is divinity itself, he is divine. Because as you claim that for him, you will remember this is the truth of you. And remember, again, there is no separation, for in truth, you are claiming it for this individual as well. Now, because you are all telepathic, you see, you are all psychic, it is the phenomena that is going to be awakening in mass consciousness as you start tuning into exactly what your friends are thinking, exactly what the person sitting at the table has to say about you. It will be quite amusing as well as quite challenging to keep anything hidden. Now, getting back to the one seeking the small change, he will be gifted with the understanding of his true nature. You see, that is why you have landed at that particular cross street. It is because he needs the holy reminder, and you do as well. You see, this is the reason for the holy exchange. Now, there are many, many lessons, many, many opportunities that will be coming forth for each of you, because remember, you are walking into your mastership. You are learning how to think like a master, how to travel with the highest of awarenesses. And it is quite important that as you go about your day, you release the idea that you are only swimming in lower dimensional consciousness, because in fact, you are swimming in the higher ethers already, yes? And as such, you want to clearly remember you are bringing the energy of the divine. You are bringing the energy of your soul. Now, there are many exchanges, many opportunities to grow and expand and harmonize. And as you continue to stretch, as you continue to align to your truth, you will get much more clear as a clear blue sky in terms of how you can best serve, how you can best promote, how you can best promote the awakening of consciousness. Because in truth, you are moving in paradigm. You are moving in paradigm from the belief in suffering, from the belief in scarcity, and from the belief in aggression. In other words, you are getting to the place of the balanced energy. You are moving from the, one moment please. You are moving and being the catalyst for change in bringing forth the divine feminine. The energy is being balanced, shall we say. Now, this is quite important because you have all been raised that might equals right, you see. Each of you, in fact, on some unconscious level, are still learning how to not fear your power, because you fear if you go into power that you perhaps might be one of them. You may find yourself beating someone over the head, you see, because this is what you have been taught. This is how you get things done. You scream at someone, you beat someone up. Now, of course, you are all appropriate and spiritual and you would never do such things. But do you not do them with your thoughts? Do you not do them with your energy, you see? And this is what you were learning. You were learning how to shift and step into your power in the perspective of the divine feminine. Because as you do, my mom, please. One moment, please. We are activating the channelers, vibratory cords, and I cannot repeat what they just said to me. One moment, please. Let us just say it this way. She realizes she is up to bat and is having quite a difficulty in accepting her new role. One moment, please. As we support her. One moment. Indeed, let us get back to our presentation. In other words, as you step into your power from the aspect of your feminine energy, what you will find, dear ones, is you will be traveling with the stars, you will be traveling with the heavens and with the fifth dimensional consciousness, which is what you are bringing forward. You are bringing forward the awareness that love truly does heal all. So in other words, we ask you not to turn off the TV set, not to discharge your thoughts, your feelings about whatever situation comes forth, whether it be the turtle, whether it be the gentleman looking for loose change, or whether it be policy administration issues. In other words, the challenge is to not turn it off, not to have the deaf ear, not to say, oh, well, What are we having for dinner? The challenge also is to not go into a rage, not to have the pity party. Why am I here on this earth at this time? The opportunity, dear ones, is to step into the place of your heart, to step into your heart chakra, and to align to your feminine power. Because as you do, as you're stepping into your heart chakra more and more, what you are going to find is that your higher self is going to support the next right course of action. In other words, you all are very attuned to your intuition, as you would call it. We call it your spiritual heart. We call it your rising to your true nature. Now that is what you are learning to do. And quite frankly, our channeler is shaking in her boots because she acknowledges that she has changed to her. Does she have the courage to admit who she really is? Now, we share this with you with caution because in truth, you are all like her. You understand? You are all mirror images of this strength, of this power, and this trepidation in allowing this power to shine, allowing your true nature to show. That is what you are learning, and that is what the coursework is about. So we advise you to take it slow. In other words, to have a heart for yourself, to have great love and support for yourself as you walk this new path, as you walk this new path of recognizing your power, your strength. Because as you continue to be determined to stay strong, to stay mighty, to stay powerful, what you will find is that your heart chakra will do some talking to you. In other words, it will share you the next right step to take. Perhaps I want to make a holy phone call. Perhaps I want to shoot out an email. Perhaps I just want to pray for those involved to send vibrations of love and healing so that they will be advised from their spiritual committee of new ideas. You see, sometimes the best course of action is simply prayer and allow the work to be done through the back door, so to speak. In other words, your higher self, your divine self, will know in truth the best course of action. You may be working with someone that may have their feathers ruffled if they get a letter of protest. Their reaction may be, well, that's nonsense. Obviously, I am in the right. You see, they may be very ego-driven. And your higher self, your divine wisdom, your partner in crime, so to speak, who, of course, is becoming you, who you are merging with quite beautifully and will continue over the days, may have a better idea. So logically, it may be to call and protest. Intuitively, you may get the sense that the best course of action is to pray for this one, the one in charge of policy, over the course of the next 7 days. Each day, pray that they are in tune with their higher self, that they can hear their own master consciousness, their own spiritual committee. And you ask in prayer that if it is in for the best and highest good, that this policy you are concerned with is changed, that they receive this intuitive awareness or guidance. So you see, their angelic support, of course, will provide them with this ideas. And then perhaps after the 7 day time, you will feel that the energetic shift has occurred. Or after this careful prayer time, you may then feel, now is the perfect divine time to place that call or send my message of love and concern. Do you see? Do you see how energetically it will be a communication, a communion of love? And then it will be received, and it will be received gracefully, we hope. Of course, there are no guarantees, but more important, most important, despite what you may think, it is your progression that we are after. In other words, we would love the external environment, the physicality in which you dwell, to change overnight. Wouldn't that be dandy and lovely? Of course. Most important, however, is to continue to work with your higher consciousness, with your expanded awareness. Because as you learn how to toot this higher vibration, you can imagine the grand effect that you're going to have on all of life, for all of life, as long as you continue to live and breathe in this dimensionality. Do we understand ourselves? So in other words, this is a course in expansion. This is a course in allowing yourselves to be free to travel as your divine self, as your higher self, your higher consciousness. And as you do, as you practice this, you will be touched. You will be touched with the remembrance of who you are. Now, there are some of you that are waiting for your spiritual gifts, your mastery skills. We assure you, as you begin to develop the character of the master, you will find all that is needed, all that is needed for your divine quest in this lifetime. It is like everyone finding gifts on the Christmas or the Hanukkah or special occasion. In other words, your gift has arrived and it has been carefully thought out, carefully wrapped, especially for you. There may be one that will be promoting words of wisdom that is in need of being the oracle, you see, the orator, and as such, those gifts will be produced. There may be one that will be working with heavenly rays. In other words, trust the process. Trust that whatever is due you, whatever is essential for the successful fulfillment of your role in this dreamtime reality, that is what will be brought forth. Now, as we are aligning each of you, we are quite happy and pleased, quite happy with the extension that you are permitting self. Because as you attune to us energetically, you are simply attuning to your own true reality. And this is what we are promoting. This is what we are supporting you in expanding and attuning to. Now, as we continue to work with our channeler, please note and understand that we are doing and providing the same for you. In other words, we are attuning to her next upgrade, her next level. And we can assure you that we, in addition to your own selective guides and teachers, are assembling at your headrest at the foot of your bed at night and assuming the proper realignments, the proper recalibrations and so forth. So it is quite important and essential that you get on board. In other words, do not feel left out. Do not feel that someone is ahead or someone is behind, because in truth, there is no such thing. You are all attuning to what is already in consciousness. And in truth, you are all vibrating quite beautifully in master consciousness. So it is just a matter of a few tune-ups, a few remembrances to acclimate and maintain, shall we say, this new vibratory program. Because in truth, you all travel in and out of it quite beautifully. The key, excuse me, one moment, please. The challenge of the day, excuse me. The challenge of the day is to acknowledge that, in fact, you have already arrived. And as such, it is learning how to try on the clothes that have already been set for you. In other words, it is not about ordering your new outfit, ordering your new level or consciousness. It is a matter of putting on the clothes, adjusting the buttons, learning how to zip them up properly. Yes? And that is what you are in the stages of doing. Quite beautifully, may we add. So we are going to give the channeler a little break as we are supporting her changes, her alchemy, and we will adjourn. However, we would like to extend our blessings, our energetic repair equipment, shall we say, to each of you. So allow her vocal cords to rest for a moment as we attune to the needs of the group to expand consciousness. Indeed, dear ones of the light, you are already there. You have arrived. What you are doing is learning how to balance, learning how to accept the gifts of heaven that are due each of you. As you reach out, as you search your heart, your divine will, what you will find is there is a blending that is occurring, a blending of learning how to work with the master energy that is present, that is with you always. So we adjourn for now, but we look forward to blending with each of you a little bit as you ask your questions. We adjourn, but keep in mind we surround you. We surround you with our energy and our blessings this evening, and we go forth with you. You are truly never alone. You never have been, but over the course of, the next several months, it will be dawning on you most readily the truth that we speak. And so it is. It's Sandra that arrived. I was like, who is it? I'm like, I know someone's there. No, don't be sorry at all. So what I saw is goodness, I would love to have one in physical form. They're laughing at me because they're saying it's just my linear mind that thinks I need it in physical form. I saw a massive green crystal. I mean, just huge, sitting right here. And somehow our energy, our auric field, our energy system was receiving the energy from that. But the green, I can't explain the green. It was, oh, you're so psychic. Clairvoyant is what I want to say. And psychic too, of course. But the green was, it was like translucent. It was just gorgeous. I don't know how else to say this. But it was healing. It was healing. So it was doing something to my vocal cords, obviously. Okay, so welcome everybody. Nice to see you. And Louisa, we will have you go first.
Anything.
Okay. Anything. All right, one moment, please.
That I didn't know that I should know. Or, yeah. That little thing that's tingling.
I still see that green crystal. How interesting. Okay, one moment, please. I've got Ganesh here. I don't know. Somebody is in need of Ganesh. So I feel like his energy is just blending. And I honestly don't even know who it is, but he's doing something. That energy is doing something to help somebody. Okay, so moving on to Louisa. And say your first name, please.
Louisa.
And say it one more time, please.
Louisa.
And say it one more time.
Louisa.
Thank you. Louisa, say it one more time, please.
Louisa.
Thank you. So I know you're doing nature stuff because I see you on Facebook, which is so wonderful. They're working with you to ground you. You seem kind of grounded to me. I don't know why that is. One moment. And say your name one more time, please.
Louisa.
The reason grounding is very important for you at this time is they're helping you to stay very present. They say that you tend to, and trust me, this is not a judgment on their part because I'm positive. I belong in your category on this. You're about to kind of anchor in something. And so in order to do it, it's kind of like if UPS is sending you a package and sometimes they say, you know, we need you to stay home to accept the package so you can sign for it. It's sort of like that because if no one's home, the package can't be delivered. Not to say that no one's home in your little physicality, but they're saying sometimes it's a little challenging. In other words, when they talk about staying present, it's You know, it's you know, there's so many books written about it. You know, Be Here Now or The Power of Now or whatever. Like really being present. You know, not thinking about lunch, not like, okay, I have to go run errands after the group, or what am I going to do tomorrow? What is this person thinking of me? You know, like the ego, which we all do, to be honest. But the more that you can like be in nature with your feet on the ground, the more that you could do like meditations where, you know, you don't even have to try to like get as high as you can or whatever, but really just be with what is. So if I was gonna do that, it's like, how does my body feel in the chair? If I stop talking, you know, what noise would I hear? Like I can hear humming or something. Taekwondo must not, usually we hear Taekwondo, but they must be on summer schedule now. But just to really, really be present. So now let me give you, they want me to give you this too. When there's some people, the Dalai Lama is supposed to be like tops in this. But I actually know some people that when you talk to them, you really feel like they are just so with you. Their mind's not somewhere else. Someone else isn't, like you're the, I guess they say, like when you talk to the Dalai Lama, you have this feeling that you're just the most important person in his world. And you gotta think of like how many people he talks to, but when he's with you, he's nowhere else. He's solely with you. It's that kind of presence, that kind of energy that's needed and required. Sometimes I do that, sometimes I don't do that, to be honest. I flip-flop in and out. But that's what's needed for you because, see, I'm getting the chills. The more that you can stay grounded and present, it's like then you will be present to receive that which is being extended to you.
Is it that to do with meditation? Because I haven't done that lately. I was listening to Judith Satori. I haven't done that in the last 2 or 3 days.
You haven't done meditation? Okay, so now they're not talking. Don't worry, because I don't always do it every day either. But they're not talking about something you haven't done in the past couple days. More so about, how do I say this? Say your name again, please.
Luisa.
And say it one more time,
Luisa.
Please. Okay, staying present, I'm just gonna keep talking because they just keep downloading stuff for me. Staying present is that like, it's safe to be in the present moment. So it's like to be in the flow that all you gotta do to get to your next step is give yourself permission to really be wherever it is you are. And we don't as a culture, we really don't. To really be where you are, just knowing that everything you need is always going to be revealed. So you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to think about anything. You know, in truth, it's really being egoless. So they're not asking you to be enlightened in order to do this. More so that the more you can stay present and grounded in the moment. And say your name again, please.
Luisa.
And say it one more time, please.
Luisa.
You've got a gift coming. You've got like communication coming. You've got a relationship with Sananda coming. You've got something coming. And in order for it to be received, it's about not being anywhere else. So grounding. So feet on the sand, feet on the earth. Like what I do, because I had someone's energies to work with today. So like in order to do this group, it's like I went outside, took my little chair, and my neighbors are like, there she goes again with her little chair, you know, and my feet on the ground, you know, and I'm just with nature. Like, that's all I'm doing. Someone else would be like, you know, she doesn't do anything like for a living. She's always just sitting there looking at nature. And like, she's got the golden life. But what I'm doing is like just being with the nature energies, because that helps me bring in the energies. So it's like that. And honestly, like every single time I do an individual session, whatever, it's like I've made a contract with them. They're like, we'll do this, but you have to do this. Like, it's time now. I will sit out there 15 minutes before I go back in. You know, so I'll be like 1 o'clock, 2:15, you know, because it's 15 minutes of sitting there getting that energy. So nature elements, anything And also just practice kind of like when you're in the grocery store, use the time on the checkout line to be like in meditative like presence, to be in present time consciousness. You know, like just, and you're really good at this, to be honest, which is the reason you're being blessed with your next level, which is the reason the gifts are coming. So you're actually pretty good. But now it's time to be excellent. So when you're with the cashier, be with the cashier. When you're with whatever, be with that. Does that make sense?
Instead of daydreaming.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
The more you do that, and say your name one more time, please.
Lisa.
Yeah, they're helping you to bring in higher truths, higher conscious. I don't know what it is, but it's something very positive and favorable. So they need you to be present in order for it to sign for the gift. I'll leave you with that.
I have one more question about, because there's this whole thing, and I came back with my cousin, and you know, she's dealing with this issue about the flooding, whether or not the people. So the big thing that she worries is that there's going to be a crash in the economy really soon. Is there?
Oh, because a lot of people are predicting it. Maybe that's why she's worried about it. Okay, so what was the first thing you said? What was she worried about before you said the crash?
Her apartment got flooded.
Oh, it was a flood.
It was flooded, and then she's having some issues with the people because they don't want, they're charging her a tremendous amount of money, and they really didn't do a good job, so.
Okay, because she's responsible for the expenses, so they're charging her.
Yes, she has to pay, but there was no signed contract, there was nothing, and all of a sudden.
Okay, so what is your question?
So the question is, what would it be a positive outcome with that? Is there any way that I can help her to get a positive result? Because she gets so anxious, she gets hives, her blood pressure gets...
Positive result for what?
Positive results in terms of that they fix the issue they have and give her the first agreement that they told her. Because now they're changing. You know, it was like, this is the price we're going to give you. Now they're charging about 3 times what they said they were going to be charging.
Gotcha. And so this has nothing to do with the economy. This has to do with...
So that's one. And then the other thing is, you know, she's just, you know, well, what is going to happen with the, you know, you got to sell everything and you got to move on. Is there any confirmation on that?
Well, where is she going to move off the planet? Because if it's the economy, it's...
Is affecting, yeah.
It's, yeah.
So is
she looking for a move off the planet?
Is there any truth in that is, you know, especially here, you know, we have...
Oh, Lordy. I have got a wonderful Egyptian, almost looks like King Tut has arrived to address this issue.
And there's so, you know, it is, you know, when it was 2000 that the computers were going to crash, and I kept saying, oh.
Oh my God, so she's a bundle of fear energy. Yeah, so the first thing is, okay, so he's coming forward to address this. He's really nice, too. So they want you to bring it back to yourself, because remember, this is your dream world. And even though we're talking about your cousin, you're dreaming your cousin. So we're really talking about an aspect of yourself. Do you get that?
Yeah, that's what I came over here because it was.
Okay. So they want you to recognize that you're... Oh, goodness. And say your first name, please.
Luisa.
Okay. They want you to recognize that you're watching an aspect of yourself run wild with fear. Because it's just you. There really isn't a cousin. This is your dream. And so you're having this experience with your cousin so that you can determine what you want to do with that aspect of self that gets riddled with fear sometimes. Because right now you're looking at your cousin, she's like monkey mind. It's like, well, the expenses for the flood, but really it's about the economy. And well, now it's, you know, if I picked up the phone and talked to her, I can find 5 other things she's actually fearful about just today, I'm sure. Because she's allowing fear to run her life. And as she holds on to fear, she will manifest all kinds of situations to be fearful about, because that's what she's programming the universe. Like, bring me more things to be fearful about. You know, now she's attracting people that aren't doing right by her, because that's her fear. Her fear is she's going to lose money. So she's attracting things where she's now losing money. Do you see that? So it's sort of like when I have days where I don't feel abundant, I start worrying about my finances, I'll totally ruin my favorite top. I mean, totally. I'll spill something on it or whatever. And I'm like, man, you know, so the old way of thinking is like, you know, why is the world so mean to me? Well, it's because I'm holding so much fear about being poor or losing abundance, then boom, there I went. I lost my abundance, my favorite top. Do you see what I'm saying? I used to do that to myself all the time. But not anymore, because once you understand how this all works, then it's about taking ownership for what it is that you're doing with your dream. So to help her, it's holding the vision that she will take ownership of her fear energy, because that's what she's doing. She's just playing out different scenarios of things gone wrong, you know, like vacation's gone bad. So that's what she's doing. She's scared of the economy, and she's creating her own personal nightmare of her own personal economic economy crashing and falling apart and going haywire. And she attracted the guy that's not doing her right. Simple as that. Do you understand? Because this is her dream. Okay, so now getting back to you, most importantly, this is your dream. So the question is, what do you want to do when you find ourselves, because we're really talking about all of us, because it's not just you that has fear consciousness, we all do. So as you bring this subject up, you're actually bringing it up for all of us, because the question is, what do we want to do when we notice ourselves in fear? And it's recognizing that you have choice. You can create with fear. It's kind of like go to Abraham teachings. You can create with fear, or you can choose to release fear and just be in the moment, be in the spiritual flow. Because when you're in the spiritual flow, you're always going to be provided. The economy can crash, but you will always be provided. And if it's going to crash, then it's going to crash, because that's part of the dream scenario, which is one possible reality out of many realities. There are a lot of other realities where it isn't going to crash, you see? So when you feed into that, you also help create it. If you release it and say, you know, I choose to have the dream play out where it doesn't crash, that's your personal choice, and that's what you're going to extend your energy and help create. So it's also about deciding, what do you want to do personally when you notice yourself in fear consciousness? You know, so I have these little mantras. You know, everything is working out for my highest and best good. Out of the situation, only good will come. I am safe. And I'll get groceries saying that over and over, and people think, oh, she's a crazy lady. But I'm saying that and affirming that, because as I do that and then I trust that, it could take 1 minute, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, but suddenly, you know, depending on what it is in my life, it's like, oh, so the universe can help me with whatever's going on. Okay, so I'm just going to chill. So that brings it back to you. Does it make sense? Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Hi, Sandra. Hi. Nice to see you, honey. How can we help you?
Any message?
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Sandra.
And say it one more time, please.
Sandra.
So how's Dad doing?
He's fine. He said hi to you.
Oh my goodness, I feel him. So now I know why I feel him. It's kind of like a telegram was waiting, I guess, because it was like, he's here, what would he like to say? Gosh, he's just a little angel. I love him so much. All right, so that's the reason I felt him. So let's see what else we have in your mail drawer here. And say your name again, please.
Sandra.
And say it one more time, please.
Sandra.
And say it one more time, please.
Sandra.
Thank you. And say it one more time, please.
Sandra.
I see you making something that's marketable, and I see you making a really pretty profit from it. Lady, you know, I sometimes I laugh. I'm like, oh, it's so nice that she blesses me and comes visit me, because I feel like a broken record with you sometimes. But what they're showing me is that you have some secret potions that you can actually get patents on and get distribution on and actually market. And say your name again, please.
Sandra.
And say it one more time, please.
Sandra.
Yeah, you would make money. You would make money. Would you like to make money? Because you can you can make money doing this. So they're showing me, I went to the Boca Mall today, and I got this drink, and it was really quite delicious, and I wrote down the ingredients, but it was like, it was a green drink. It had like mint and kale and all kinds of green stuff. So it's not that you're going to make healthy green drinks, but they're saying that you have the goods to produce like your own line. So I don't know what it is. I don't know if you have like, I don't know what it is that you know how to do. And say your name again, please.
Sandra.
And say it one more time, please.
Sandra.
Yeah. So sometimes I know too much information because I know like when you watch Shark Tank, it's like, you know, that I forget her name, but she's like, you know, have you had independent tests? Because you have to have independent tests and blah, 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 blah. So I have no idea how the universe is going to help support your advancement with this, but I really do feel like you have super duper information. So what I mean by that, like, is if you have like herb concoctions, like it may not be like math. I'm thinking like Shark Tank, what they always say. So I don't really know. I don't know if this is me or channeling, but it may not be like mass produced. Like it may be like a local thing. But it's like, who cares? Because spirit is, let me see if I can figure out, because I do care. I would love to know the answer. One moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Sandra.
And say it one more time.
Sandra.
Somehow, spirit will put you with the right people in the right place in the right time. You know how to do stuff, how to put stuff together. So it's kind of like the incense when Mindy was saying to me, like, what's in the incense? Because, you know, what are the ingredients? And it's 55 secret herbs that go into the incense that I buy, like, in mass quantity. It's something like that, that you're bringing through information from, like, an indigenous culture from another time period that you know stuff. You have the ability, and say your name one more time, please.
Sandra.
And say it one more time. You have the ability to produce, okay, I'm gonna